The slump in the Japanese tourism market is seen as the key reason for one of the two main hotels on the Northern Marianas Island of Saipan shutting its doors. The Hyatt Regency, which has operated on the island for 43 years, will close next month. The governor, Arnold Palacios, called the closure disappointing and saddening. RNZ Pacific correspondent on Saipan, Mark Rabago, spoke to Don Wiseman about the sudden closure.
It was our only brand name hotel for a while until Crowne Plaza Resort came in.
So a significant hotel. How many people work there?
I heard there's like 130 staff would have to leave their jobs because of this closure.
How many rooms are we talking about? I mean, how important is it to the tourism industry?
I forgot how many rooms, but it's really important because it's our one of only two brand name hotels on Saipan, and it's been here for 43 years.
And do we know why? Why is it suddenly closing?
Lack of tourists, difficulty in attracting their Japanese clientele. The owners are from Japan, so traditionally they would get their tourists, their guests from Japan, and it's really, really down when it comes to the Japanese tourism market right now.
Yes, and that's been the trend for a number of years. But the other tourism from other places like Korea and China has been up.
No, Korea is okay. It just came back after COVID. But China, we have limited flights from China. Actually, we just got back Hong Kong airline to fly back to Saipan last Monday. Although it's from Hong Kong, it's a gateway to get Chinese tourism back on the map. There is right now a limitation when it comes to flight from China to the U.S., so we are not exempted from that, so we could only get so and so much airlines from China, but there is no restriction from Hong Kong. So we are, because of Hong Kong Airlines, so we have access to more than 400 airline seats per week, and I think more than 80% of that are package tours. So it's not even known how many will go to Hyatt. So that's the predicament of the ownerships right now. For the past 2 or 3 years, only 30% occupants. And the hotel associated with the Northern Mariana Islands have always stated that you need at least 70% occupancy to break even. So everybody's operating at a loss since 2020 when COVID struck.
The government, what's it doing?
Nothing. Kind of funny, Governor Arnold Palacios was asked yesterday, and he acted surprised. He didn't know that it was happening. There has been a request to lift that exemption that would allow more Chinese airlines fly here. But Palacios has been adamant because of security reasons. He said it would be better for the CNMI to get tourists from allied countries like Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and also to tap into the military tourism market rather than rely or over-rely on Chinese tourism.
How big is the military tourism market?
It's just a drop in the bucket, if you ask me, compared to Chinese tourism. But that's where Palacios is trying to hang his hat. There is a mechanism under the covenant agreement, 902 talks, where the CNMI and the U.S. will have representatives from each side and talk about issues regarding the two island nations for the CNMI and the U.S. because of the covenant agreement. And they will talk about Palacios wants a federal bailout, wants federal dollars to come in and help the CNMI survive this crisis right now.
Okay. Saipan loses this hotel that's been operating for 43 years, but it's also recently lost this grand project that's been surrounded by controversy right from day one, the Imperial Pacific. So there are these two very large hotels on this quite small island that are now empty.
Well, in the case of IPI, 2020, I guess, and it never really became fully operational. And the problem with it is its own doing. It wasn't paying fees. It wasn't being a good member of the community by not paying its vendors, not paying its workers. A lot of violations, to be exact. And then I heard that the owners actually filed for bankruptcy, Imperial Pacific's owners in Hong Kong. So now the settlement agreement has been junked, waiting for Chapter 11, which is bankruptcy and reorganization, to conclude before anything else can be done.
What about getting the tourists back from Japan? What sort of effort has CNMI put into that?
Well, Mariana's Visitation Authority has always been promoting the CNMI, but it's beyond its control. The U.S. to yen exchange rate is so favorable to the U.S. that it doesn't make sense for Japanese tourists to come here because it's so expensive. At the same time, the Japanese government has an internal program right now where they are encouraging their people to travel around the country instead of outside. Also, we are competing against other on sand and beach tourist spots like Vietnam, the Philippines, Bali in Indonesia, and even Guam in Hawaii. So it's really hard.